The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will accompany all who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, who will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Mark. Saint Mark is the writer of the second gospel, and he appears first in the Acts of the Apostle. He is a cousin of Barnabas, and with Barnabas they accompanied Paul on his missionary journeys. If you look at St. Mark's Gospel, it is the shortest, has the fewest number of chapters of the other Gospels. And possibly a reason is that it is written at such a pace. Perhaps it reflects the life of Paul at his time with whom St. Mark journeyed, the pace of his life. He's constantly going from one place to another, evading danger, preaching the word courageously, at times being imprisoned, getting out and moving on. So the gospel is written at an amazing pace. And the gospel closes with the lines we have heard today in the 16th chapter. And it tells of the things that will be associated with believers. Many or some of those things the church still engaged in. Sadly, in recent times, because we've all been confined behind doors, we cannot reach out as we would love to be able to, and how we wish you were here with us. The gospel says of those signs that in their name they will cast out devils. How we would love to be able to meet in person with people with troubled hearts. How we would love to be able to have the opportunity to have confessions and to forgive sins. Sadly, not possible at the moment. How we would love to be able to visit the sick, to anoint them with the sacred oils, to offer peace and healing as we have done for thousands of years. Please God, those days will return soon. But we have to remain calm and vigilant. Great work has been done to keep us well, not just by those in our government, but we ourselves have done great work, have sacrificed much in order to be able to stay well, and that order will be returned sooner rather than later. In these days, we ask the Lord to bless and protect us, to keep us well, to keep us safe. We also look forward to the day when again we can follow his command, the Lord's command, that we go out to the whole world, that those doors will be unlocked. Together we will join together again and celebrate the sacraments as we have for so long. In the meantime, we gather in this beautiful atmosphere of prayer in your home, in your workplace, wherever you join us. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you, give you strength, and bless you always.